You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. In a posting on a social media site, X, billionaire and friend of the Donald Trump administration, Elon Musk, announced that a voter named Scott A. from Green Bay is the first $1 million winner for signing a petition to oppose activist judges. Lisa Hale has the details.
Musk has been accused of trying to buy the election for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice for conservative Judge Brad Schimel, who is running against liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford in a race that is supposed to be nonpartisan. Jay Heck of Common Cause in Wisconsin calls the payments a last-minute attempt to influence the election. Voters will cast their ballots Tuesday.
And Wisconsin voters shouldn't be put off by President Trump's latest executive order. Joanne Krulatz explains.
Trump's executive action requires providing proof of citizenship to register to vote in federal elections. Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin said Wednesday that the April 1st election in Wisconsin for the Supreme Court, for the Department of Public Instruction, and many, many local races is a state election, not a federal election. Heck said it's also unclear whether the order is constitutional and will withstand challenges in court. He said the intent appears to be to sow confusion ahead of Wisconsin State Supreme Court election, in which Trump has endorsed conservative Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimel. Trump is also demanding that all ballots be received by Election Day. Ballots received later than that are not counted in Wisconsin.
And Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced that the state will receive nearly $22 million from Kroger for its role in the opioid crisis. The company and the state came to a consent agreement last week. As a part of the agreement, Kroger will also be required to closely monitor its pharmacies and report suspicious activity with opioid prescriptions. Wisconsin voters have already broken a record for this election, and it's before we even get to April 1st. Savannah Tomei Olson explains.
About 500,000 Wisconsinites have already cast their ballot for the spring election. Looking at the data, that's about double the number of people who voted absentee in the 2023 state Supreme Court race. It's part of a growing trend that kicked off during the pandemic. More people are exercising their right to vote before Election Day. According to numbers from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, about half the people who voted early voted absentee in person. The other half returned their ballot directly to the clerk's office, through the mail, or via Dropbox. We'll get the final count of absentee ballots for this election on Monday.
And early voting continues through this weekend. Now, not all municipalities offer absentee in-person voting on the weekends, though, so you should check with your local clerk's office. But if you want to vote early, you must already be registered. And about 9% of Wisconsin adults have been diagnosed with diabetes. But even more may not know that they have it. Now you can find out for sure while donating to a good cause this month. Here's Melissa Kay.
One-third of Americans lack access to regular doctor visits in the U.S. 1 in 10 people have diabetes, and nearly a quarter of those are undiagnosed. The American Red Cross is working to help inform those who don't have access to regular care by offering free diabetes testing to donors during the month of March. The free A1C testing screens for diabetes and pre-diabetes. This valuable information can help you maintain your health and well-being. You can schedule a donation in March to receive this free testing by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.
A Wisconsin scientist says research cuts from the Trump administration are harming his team's work to find a cure for Alzheimer's. Researchers testified at the nation's capital yesterday. Savannah Tomei Olson takes us there.
The Trump administration is working to dismantle the National Institutes of Health, which provides more biomedical research money than any other organization in the world. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin led the forum.
Without the NIH, there would be no cancer immunotherapy, no anti-overdose medications, no cutting-edge treatments.
The Trump administration capped some research reimbursement at 15%. UW-Madison had previous agreements for the federal government to cover 53%. According to Baldwin, funding is now frozen for 14 Alzheimer's research centers across the country, and DOGE plans to cut 3,400 to 5,000 jobs at the NIH. Dr. Sterling Johnson leads Alzheimer's research at UW-Madison.
Over 6.9 million Americans live with Alzheimer's today, a number that will double by 2050 without effective solutions.
He says they're already feeling the impact of these cuts.
There are delays in peer review and funding processes for some projects and centers. There are proposed cuts that threaten major ongoing studies, including treatment trials, risking the loss of millions of dollars already invested and setting our patients back. If these cuts go into effect, studies will be delayed and slowed. We will lose ground on hard-won progress. Every setback costs lives and quality of life.
Wisconsin received almost $600 million in research funding from the NIH last year.
A bill to authorize a sandhill crane hunting season has officially been introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature again. It's the third time similar legislation has been introduced over the past 20 years, with the previous two attempts failing to make it to the governor's desk. Authorizing the hunt would also allow Wisconsin farmers to apply for state funding to cover crops lost to the troublesome birds. And it opens a cost-sharing program to treat crops with a seed-coating deterrence. A hunting permit for residents would cost $20 under the bill. And when the NFL Draft 2025 comes to Green Bay next month, visitors will experience Lambeau Field and the Draft City Music Fest. Lisa Hale has the details.
And they can sample that quintessential Wisconsin food experience, the Supper Club. The first ever Taste of the Draft will showcase menu classics while raising money for Gen Youth's efforts to end student hunger and food insecurity in Wisconsin. About 20 supper clubs will showcase their signature dishes at the event Wednesday, April 23rd at Schreiber Foods in Green Bay. Tickets are available online.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers for this year's Wisconsin Frog and Toad Survey. This asks volunteers to document frog and toad breeding calls throughout the state over the spring and summer. The DNR is offering three volunteer options. The traditional survey, requiring volunteers to drive a preset route for 3 nights and listen for calls. There's also a mink frog survey covering northern Wisconsin. And the phenology survey, requiring volunteers to monitor one wetland in the spring. And be careful this weekend. A winter storm watch has been issued for Marathon County, starting Saturday night and lasting through Sunday evening. We're looking at significant ice accumulations that could make travel treacherous and nearly impossible. And the wintry mix is expected to flip to wet snow on Sunday. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers lose to the Yanks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 4-2 on opening day at Yankee Stadium. A positive was Vinny Capra getting the start at third base and hitting a home run on his first at bat of the season.
I thought it was a pretty special moment. Yeah, I mean, a win is what we're trying for, but first at bat to want to do. Stuck to the plan and kind of ended up working out. So
Brewers pitcher Freddie Peralta on Capra's shot that sailed over the left field wall.
It was impressive. You know, and at the same time, it's a little weird because we can get a little used to see him doing it during spring training. Hopefully that he keeps doing it that well. I think that he has a lot of things to prove, good things for him, for his career, and for the team.
The crew loaded the bases top of the ninth, but former Brewer Devin Williams got out of the jam, retiring Jackson Chourio and Christian Yelich for the save. The two teams have the night off. They'll play tomorrow at noon. NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They host the Knicks in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here are some flicks that might be worth a look. If you're in the mood for a horror comedy, check out Death of a Unicorn, starring Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega, as a father-daughter duo headed to a party when they accidentally kill a unicorn. The film is pulling an almost fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes at 57%, and it's rated R. Another horror film opening is The Woman in the Yard, about an ominous-looking woman who mysteriously appears in a family's yard and gives dire warnings. No reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. Action fans might want to check out Jason Statham's new movie called A Working Man, where Statham's character is a mild-mannered construction worker with a special forces military background. You might think you've heard this story before, but no. This is much different than his last film, where he was a trained killer hiding his identity as a beekeeper. In A Working Man, Statham goes after the human traffickers who have kidnapped his boss's daughter. Be careful out there, folks. Pretty much everyone with a mild-mannered job is a trained killer. Let's go to the movies. Actor Bill Murray does not have many regrets over his 50-year career, but the Lost in Translation star appeared on the Howard Stern Show show recently and did say he regrets turning down Clint Eastwood. Murray was enamored with some of Eastwood's earlier work and called him. Eastwood asked Murray if he would ever do another military role along the lines of Stripes. Murray told Stern he had sort of a been-there-done-that attitude and passed on what was most likely the film Heartbreak Ridge. And to this day, he still apologizes to Eastwood. Apparently, the phrase raw-dogging has more than one meaning. Actor Patrick Warburton has taken credit for creating the practice by way of his character Putty from Seinfeld. Raw-dogging refers to a travel trend in which a passenger boards a flight with no form of entertainment and doesn't even sleep. They just sit there and stare like Putty did on Seinfeld. Sound fun? It might be until it drives Elaine crazy and she breaks up with you. Yellowstone appears to be birthing yet another spinoff. Luke Grimes will revise his role as Casey Dutton. There are no storylines available yet, but the show will be produced by MTV Studios. Other Yellowstone spinoffs include 1883 and 1923, which is currently in its second season on Paramount+. Another anticipated Yellowstone spinoff will star Cole Hauser and Kelly Riley as Rip and Beth. It does not yet have a title. Ageism is still alive in Hollywood, but it's not as bad as it used to be for women, according to actress Cate Blanchett. The actress recently told Business Insider that when she started in the biz, an actress had a shelf life of 5 years. In Blanchett's case, it probably doesn't hurt that she's an Oscar winner. The actress is in the midst of a 30-year run with no sign of let-up in sight. The Elizabeth star credits more women producers and writers in positions of power that are more likely to develop roles and content for women. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on showers likely today. Our high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm possible. Then tomorrow, cloudy with rain, 43 with rain and snow mixing tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.